Blog Talk Radio.
Sending angels and prayers to those that are there. And what can you say with that, right? Holy smokes. It is Thursday, and happy Thursday to everyone. Just while I'm thinking of it, next week I will be here on Wednesday. At the same time, I'm actually leaving on Thursday for Texas. I've got the expo that I'm doing in Addison, Texas, and I'll be speaking and doing readings. Good stuff. The fun stuff that I love to do. So today, it is Thursday. And take a deep breath, everybody. There is a lot going on out there, a lot of energy. September, there was the two full moons. I mean, I don't even know all the stuff that was going on. But I know that it can be tricky. It can be tricky. And as we are trying to live in this high-frequency energy, while at the same time, other people who are not as high a frequency as you are, those of you who are listening today or those in the archives, many of you work with people who are a lower frequency. Many people are just really having a tough time trying to deal with this, the changes, the frequency, What I'm saying is, it's tricky. And for those of you who are here, you are of a higher frequency, or you wouldn't be here. And those of you who are in the archives and you found your way to us, there's something here for you to hear in this particular radio show. And for those of you who are out there, who are, you know, strangled by the energy, strangled by other people, we're sending you angels, sending you angels, sending you angels. So I embrace my harvest of good. It is fall. It is fall. This is about being thankful. I embrace my harvest of good. What we don't understand sometimes is that things happen. Things happen for everybody that's out there. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen. I like you, over the last few months, have had some things happen that were uncomfortable. Certainly things that I didn't plan on, you know, the things that didn't plan, I guess. It's just that we haven't planned it. And we haven't, and I haven't, you know, been able to put together why did this happen or why did that happen. Sometimes we just don't understand why things happen. But what we want to do is say, okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If we can do anything today, let us hold on to that harvest of thank you, thank you, thank you. What a year. What a year. We are looking at people all over the place, looking at needing answers. We have a political season that is like nothing else we have ever seen. We are looking at the way our government is doing things, which is almost just weird. Just weird. People are blaming other people for their what's happening to their lives, and there's so much that is happening that a lot of us, I think, sometimes just that we just really don't understand. So today, what we want to do is hold on to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We may not understand what is happening. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you are no longer in a relationship with someone, and maybe you kind of can't figure out what it is that you're supposed to do at this particular point. But it's time to take a deep breath. It's time to just allow yourself to relax. Quit trying to make something happen. Quit trying to figure something out. Quit trying to get ahead at this moment and allow yourself to just relax and breathe. Sometimes we're just not going to be able to figure everything out at this moment in time, even though we want to do that, because the ego is the thing that always says, oh yeah, I need to know what's going on. I need to know what I need to do at this particular moment. And sometimes you're not supposed to do anything. So if you don't know what to do, then don't do anything. The universe is out there, and it is a benevolent, loving universe for all of us. And even though you don't understand what's going on, and maybe you're going through something now that you didn't think would ever happen. Maybe all the things, you know, that you've been working so hard up to this moment in time. Maybe, just maybe, it's time just to stop trying to figure out everything. Maybe it's time just to say thank you. Maybe it's time to say, okay, whatever's happening at this particular moment, this is what you have put together. This is what your thoughts have created. And if you don't like what's going on at this particular moment in time, then it's time for you to go ahead, okay, angels, give me wisdom. Give me, help me to move forward. Help me to have clarity. Let go of what isn't working and allow yourself to go, okay, handle it. Handle, universe, handle it. Handle at this particular appointment, at this particular point in time. Allow me, just allow me to gain the energy. Allow me to let go of the fight. Allow me to just relax. Take a deep breath. And relax. Whether you are happy at what is going on with your life at this particular moment, or whether you are quite happy with whatever is happening at this particular time, this is what your harvest is. And you need to say thank you. Either the angels are trying to get you to wake up and go, I have created this mess that I'm in right now. So if I change my thoughts and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, gratitude at this moment for everything, if you can do that, your energy starts to shift. Instead of trying to control what is happening, because you don't really know what is going on, and you like to know what's going on, don't we all? But it's time to just say, okay, thank you. I embrace my harvest of good. I embrace the harvest of all my good. Now allow yourself now to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And what is it that you really want in your life? Now is the time to say, okay, thank you so much for everything up to this moment in time, and start focusing on what you really want. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings. Even if you aren't real happy with what's going on at this particular moment in time. Now is your time to take a look at what do I really, really want. We're harvesting now all of the thoughts that we have had through the summer, all those thoughts that you had in the spring. This is the harvest. This is what fall is all about. And as we head into the year now, we're coming towards the end of the year. Now you need to start focusing on, wow, what have I created? What have I created at this moment? Many of us don't understand that everything is energy, and that you are the commander of your universe, and whatever you are harvesting at this moment, whether you like it or whether you don't, whatever that is, whatever your harvest is, you at this moment have the capability to turn whatever it is that's negative, you have the opportunity to turn around to something positive by saying thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And say, I am so blessed that I am connected to the most powerful energy in the universe, and that universe is amazing. Think about it. The affirmation. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. Maybe you don't know what kind of new job you would like to have. Maybe you do. Maybe you would like to work from home and the job you are at now is no longer satisfying to you. Maybe you have a relationship now and all of a sudden you're going, you know, I am discontent with this relationship. Maybe you're in a situation and you're confused, but maybe, just maybe, for those of you who are at that frequency, all of a sudden you understand, thank you. Because you're moving forward at any moment now. Moving forward. I embrace my harvest of good. Whatever that may be. Maybe you are in a relationship that is working out. Yay for you. The point is, it's all up to you. What is your belief? What is your system? Are you holding on to anger? Are you holding on to lack of forgiveness? Are you holding on to it's someone else's fault? What is it that you're holding on to? Maybe you have finally learned through the trials and the tribulations that it's time to shift and change the energy that I am in. Your frustration of the energy that you are in now is normal. That means that within you, you are looking for answers. You are moving up in frequency. You're discontent with what has happened. And now it is time for you to say thank you. That means a lot. It means a lot in all actuality. My husband said the other day, he said, you know, he has gone through a lot of changes. He owns a business. We own a business, I guess. But he works that business. He's the boss. And he understands what's going on with construction and things like that. And the other day he said to me, people are just sometimes extremely irritating. It's like, yes, yes, yes. And the thing about that is, I said, that's normal for those who are working on a higher frequency. You notice that now. As you are working at a higher frequency, you notice people's sensitivities. You know their awkwardness. You know, you feel their anger. You feel their discontentment. And it kind of drives you crazy with what's going on out there. It's a part of the transformation in this frequency and in this energy. And as you rise up in frequency, you will find that, well, you just don't have the patience to work with people who are negative. And that is pretty normal for those that are rising in frequency. What you want to do is embrace the fact that as you rise in frequency, you're letting go of the old ways of doing things and stepping into a higher frequency of love. And with love is the thank you, thank you, thank you, angels. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my abundance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You may be discontent at your job. Thank you, angels. Because that discontentment says that you are ready to move forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Show me wisdom. Give me understanding of where I need to go. Yes, 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 I am ready to move forward. Whatever it is, embrace the harvest of good, of your good. What do you want now? Now is the time for us to take a look at these things. What is it that you want? a new companion for yourself, a new job for yourself, a new place to live for yourself. What is it that you want? The only thing holding you back from getting what you want is your ego. Your ego will tell you, oh my gosh, things are happening bad and I am afraid. Yes, that happens sometimes. Fear touches us in a lot of different ways. And the powers that be would like us to be in fear. They would like us to hide away. But the angels are saying to you, no, 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 no. We want you to be able to let go. We want you to be able to let go of these things, and we want you to trust that the universe has only love for you. And just because you're looking at a situation and it doesn't seem perfect for you, doesn't mean that the universe is not working for, on your behalf. In order to get you from where you are at to where you want to be, things have to change. In order for you to get from where you are at to where you want to be, you're going to have to expect that the universe is going to say to you, oh, you need to let go of fear, or you need to let go of an old habit of yours that keeps you from moving forward. Or you need to let go of being afraid of loving someone. Whatever it is, whatever is holding you back, that is the universe in itself trying to move you forward. Because when you say yes to the universe, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, which is saying yes, I embrace my harvest of good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, angels. What happens now is that the universe gives to you an opportunity to learn something about yourself and how to get to move up in a frequency where you don't have to be afraid anymore. So when you say the affirmation of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect, divine self-expression, the universe always says, yes, 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 of course. You deserve the very best. You deserve to have everything in your heart's desire. And the universe says yes. However, you have to display and get rid of what the ego is trying to keep you from moving forward with. So here's your ego saying all kinds of things like, don't leave your job, don't leave your relationship, be afraid, be very, very afraid. And that's put in front of your face. The universe says you can have all these things, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect, divine self-expression. The universe tells you, yes, you can be unlimited, but it is your ego that says you're kidding, right? You must be afraid. You must stay calm. You must keep the job that you have. You must stay in the relationship because you may never find someone else. So say yes. Yes to the angels. Yes to the universe. Okay, I get it. And thank you, thank you, thank you for this harvest of the fall, the harvest where I have learned so much this year. And give me more clarity. What do I need to do? I need to let go of my fear. I need to let go of my fear. Fear always pops up in many different ways for us. And it's really, really funny this year because there were things that I thought I had cleared away. There were things that popped up for me that were kind of weird, and it's like, you know, after all the years of working, you know, for the working with the universe, of working with my personality, letting go of the things that held me back, out of all these years, stuff came up this year. It's like, really, seriously? It always will. The higher in frequency we move, the more we become knowledgeable of what holds us back. And the more we ask for clarity and the more we ask for wisdom, the universe is going to say, yes, you are unlimited. Yes to love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. And if you have the ego energy that's keeping you from moving forward, that's going to end up in your face. So I did a reading the other day with someone, and they were facing some very, very, very fearful things that was happening to their physical body, especially as we age. And they were feeling that pinch of aging. And it's like, the person was fearful and fearful enough to not want to leave the house. And I said that what was happening is the angels were putting in front of your face what you needed to deal with, your fear, your fear. And that in order to change the fear you have to claim the fact that you are in charge of what happens in your life. You are the commander of your universe. There are things that you can do to make your body healthier. There are things that you can do to make your body stronger. There are things that you can do to stop or slow down the aging process. We are taught that we are supposed to get old, that we are supposed to get fat, or we are supposed to get whatever. We are taught all these things, and then we go to the doctor and they put us on all these drugs, and we're supposed to accept that, okay, this is what happens in old age. So many things. I don't believe in it, though, which is why I embrace the harvest, my harvest of good. I thank the angels every single day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Because I've actually stepped out of what we expect to have happen as we get older. I don't have to deal with that. I went to the eye doctor to get some sunglasses, because I'll be traveling a lot. My sunglasses were actually stolen, which I talked about over the last two sessions, radio shows that I had. But in the end, it's like, well, I'm just going to go ahead and get myself another pair of sunglasses. I'll be driving a lot and traveling a lot, and the sun is lower in the sky, so okay. So in order to get new sunglasses, if you go back for eye care, I guess the prescription only lasts a year, so I had to get I had to meet with the optometrist and have him check my prescription. He said a lot of things, but it's really kind of cool because he said, wow, your prescription hasn't changed. He said, your eyes are in perfect health. There's, you know, all the things that you would attribute to being old did not happen. He said, I would have never thought in a million billion years that you are the age that you are. Everything that he looked at as he was getting my prescription ready showed that, wow, I'm doing great. I know this because I have learned to. And what you can learn to adjust to is to know that you are the commander of your universe, that you don't have to just go to a doctor and get a prescription. Before you do that, if you're feeling a particular way, you should be looking it up and saying, okay, angels, lead me to where I need to go to strengthen the health of my body, to strengthen who I am. I embraced my harvest of good. I have learned so much this year. And in all honesty, I really thought that a lot of the stuff that I have learned this year wasn't going to pop up. But the more you work with the universe, the more you rise in frequency, the more what's put in front of your face needs to be dealt with, the faster you rise up in frequency, because the universe always says yes. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. The universe always says yes. And the universe will put in front of your face, the energy will put in front of your face the things you need to deal with and let go of, whatever that may be. I love it all. It's always interesting. And it should be an adventure. And that's what you should be on, an adventure. Whatever you have going on at this moment, it is fall. Whatever you're seeing happening in your life, it is because of what you have manifested. Whether what's happening now is what's working or not is because of you and what you have manifested. So no matter what you're experiencing at this moment, I need you to say thank you. Thank you. I embrace my harvest of good. Thank you, angels, for I am embracing my harvest of good. And I am willing to change my fear to positive. I am willing to look at what's not working in my life and release that and step with the universe into the higher frequency. We have to face what holds us back. It's not your job or your boss's fault or your wife's fault or your father's fault or your government's fault or whatever it is that's going on. It's no one's fault. You have created the situation you are in now, and it's time to say thank you. And if you are in a situation that is great and wonderful, good for you, continue it. If you are in a situation that is not so great and not so wonderful, then it is time for you to say, okay, yes to the universe. I am ready to understand. I am ready to release my fear. And I am thankful that you are giving me that information today. You are listening for a reason today. You are listening for a reason. Universe is giving you back your opportunity to be the commander of your universe and do what you need to do. Interesting, isn't it? Isn't it interesting? All right. We got some callers. One quick thing. As I said, next week will be Wednesday. Instead of Thursday that I will be available with the radio show, I am leaving on Thursday, flying out on Thursday. I will be in Addison, Texas for the Healing Expo, and that is on my Facebook page. You can look that up for where the that speak volumes. Let me see here. Get back to my Facebook page. See more. Okay, hold on here. Oh, yeah, my blog's out there. Wow, what? You know, it just, everything's moving forward. You can go to facebook.com, events, go to my Facebook page, October 15th, 16th, Addison, Texas, the Healing Expo. I will be doing classes. And I will be doing readings, and I get to play dress up, which is always fun. Yes, yes, yes. I will have my books. I will have my movie. All the good stuff. And my lotion, for those of you who are in Texas. I have my lotion with me, a brand new batch that I put together yesterday, which is always fun, too, because I got to heat up the room to, like, 85 degrees. Anyways, as it should be. Fun, right? It should be fun. So let me give you today's expo, and then I'm going to get to the calls. Oh, I'm sorry. Not today's expo. Today's affirmation for empowerment. from Florence Shavel Shin. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. This is what you need to say. You are the commander of your universe. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. I am open. Excuse me. I am in perfect harmony with the flow of the universe. I stand aside and let infinite intelligence make easy and successful my way. I am open to receive. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. This is important. That's a decision that you are now making as the commander of your universe. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. That's a statement of fact. And when you make that statement of fact, that's what happens. The obstacles go away. Do you get that? You are the commander. And this statement of fact, I am in perfect harmony with the flow of the universe. I'm not standing in the way trying to fix things. I am in perfect flow of the universe. And I stand aside and let infinite intelligence make easy and successful my way. I am open to receive. You may not understand what's going on in your life at this particular point in time, and that's okay. I love it the way people say, oh yeah, if I only knew. If I only knew why this is happening. Well, sometimes we don't know why, and that is okay. Just stand aside and say, I don't know what to do, angels. I'm putting it in your hands. I am letting infinite intelligence make easy and successful my way, and I am open to receive. All obstacles now vanish from my pathway. I am in perfect harmony with the flow of the universe. I stand aside and let infinite intelligence make easy and successful my way. What more do you want? Huh? I am open to receive. You're in charge. Not the president. Not this, not that. The person who I spoke to the other day in giving a reading made a decision out of fear to go to the doctor about what was going on. And I said, that's okay. There are other things that you can do. Ask for clarity. And before you make a decision, ask the angels to help you see beyond your fear and see all things clearly. This is important. I see all things clearly. I'm going with the flow of this. You are the commander of your universe. That's the most important thing. You can embrace that this moment. You are the commander of your universe. And let's move forward in it. I'm going to take calls based on minutes holding. So I'm going to start with 818 because you're first. 818, give me your name and where you're calling from. Hello there.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Brittany in California. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I've really been taking everything that you've been saying in. It's so helpful, and I thank you so much for sharing this with the world.
You are so welcome, my darling, so welcome. What's your question for the angels today?
My question is, I just started a new relationship. There's new love in my life that seems to be very soulmate-esque. I've been having some growing pains in it. I feel like I'm giving everything that I can possibly give as far as nurturing and like who I am as a person, but I'm not sure if it's being reciprocated, and I just wanted to hear what the angels had to say because I know I'm in this for a reason.
Exactly, and good for you for knowing that. You get a high five and an Anna girl from the angels. What this is about for you. Don't you love that? Here's what you need to understand. As You've been looking for a relationship, or at least somewhere deep inside you. Now you need to you need to examine the relationship, but you need to examine yourself with what do you really want in a relationship. You know what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put together what it is you do want. And what I'm going to give you is the first three things, because what you have to do is set your boundaries for a relationship, and then with that energy around you, the person who you are dating then has something to move up to, has something to work towards. But you have to become very clear on what you want. It's easy for us as women to get caught up in, oh, my God, I hope he likes me, and in doing things that make him like us. And that's old, old energy. There are 7 billion people on the planet. Half of them are men. So you don't have to worry about anything, okay?
Right.
What we want to do, what the angels want you to do, is say, okay, here's what I want. And when you set those boundaries, it's energetic. That gives the person that you are dating an opportunity to say, oh, okay, here's what I'm feeling, and he's going to rise to that occasion or not. If he does not rise to that occasion, he's going to go to the wayside, and the right person's going to show up. So it's very, very important for you to know what you want. So I'm going to give you the first three things, and this is why you get a high five and an atta girl, because you are open for this. And you're saying to yourself, okay, I don't want to get stuck in the same relationships that I have had before. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Yes.
Number one, and this is where you come in a very powerful way. You need to be loved and adored. This is what you have a right to expect from a partnership with someone, and what you need to know as a woman, that you need to be loved and adored. And you have to be able to accept being loved and adored. You need to be able to look in the mirror and say, I deserve the very best.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is what we have to learn as women, as people that are out there who are looking for their perfect companionship. We know what we don't want. Now you got to know what you want. You need to be loved and adored, and that is what you deserve. And you have to be able to receive being loved and adored, because that is what you deserve. Number two, you need to be put on a pedestal. That's where someone shows up and says, oh, my gosh, where have you been all my life? You are an amazing woman, and I am so tickled to be with you. I'm so lucky. Do you see that? You have to be able to accept that about your relationship with someone. You have to be able to accept that part. You have to be able to look in the mirror and say, yes, that's exactly what I deserve. I deserve to be put on a pedestal. I am unique and extraordinary. And and then that person that shows up appreciates that about you, those two things. They will reach that point, or he will be, you know, tossed to the wayside, and the right person will show up. But you have to be able to receive the love that you deserve. Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very important.
I did.
Number three, he needs to be financially stable.
Now,
yes. The point of view is that you do not have to fix everything. You are the person who doesn't have to do things to be appreciated. We just need you to be. The angels just want you to be you. And that's what those three things mean. Now, for the man that shows up in your life, he needs to be financially stable, and you have to allow him to spend his money on you, and you have to be able to receive that. It doesn't make you weaker. It doesn't do anything else. It just allows you to receive that. You can take care of yourself, girlfriend. You know that.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
Of course. You know how to do that. But that person shows up and allow him, okay, to spend money on you, and he could. And you need to be able to look at that person and see them clearly. And when you're getting ready for a date with him, you need to be thinking to yourself, I don't want you to think, oh, my God, I hope he likes me. I want you to think, wow, I'm here for the free food.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. Therein lies the difference. You are not here to prove that you can do things, because that's the old energy. You are here to show that you are unique and extraordinary. You deserve to be loved and adored. You deserve to be put on a pedestal. And he needs to be financially stable. And after that, you put tall, dark, and handsome, good and bad, animals, any of those other things. Make the list, honey. Make the list. Mm-hmm. And know that you deserve the very best. Now, what the angels are telling me that they have noticed with you is that you know what I'm telling you. And it's almost like, because of what I'm telling you, it's almost a little bit embarrassing, but there's a part of you that goes, yeah, she's right.
Right.
And that's the part, and the other part is the old energy of when we were young females and we, you know, always tried to prove that we were, oh my gosh, you know, hot, or the prove that we were smart, or prove that we were good, and, you know, all this other stuff. That's the old stuff. We don't have to prove anything anymore about who we are. You don't have to prove a thing about who you are. You just stand in the presence of the fabulousness that makes you you. And you have done so much. You get a high five and an atta girl, I'm telling you. You have done so much to be you. And you have done it well. To
Thank you.
Nice job. So my next recommendation is, I have a little book. It's called Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It's a very little book. It's, if you have Amazon and you have Kindle, you can get it for free, I think. Or you can purchase it for as little as $7, I do believe. It's a little more expensive if you buy it from my website. But it gives you everything that we've been talking about today and the reason why we make the decisions that we do and how to move into a relationship that says, you know what, I am just here to see if this relationship is going to give me what I need.
Right.
And from there, from that clarity, then you'll, that relationship will flourish, or like I said, the next one will pop up. Just be yourself, honey. Just be yourself, because you are fabulous. And he's either going to get that list that you make, and you don't have to tell him what the list is. It's all energetic.
Right.
You make that list. That empowers you. Here's what I choose to have in my life, and the angels will help you get that clarity. In the meantime, be in present moment. Be in present moment and have fun. You should be having fun.
Right, that's what I heard in my meditation yesterday. I heard that. Be present moment. Yeah.
And you see how good you are? And with that fun, and this is the best part, because with that fun, you will figure out whether this is the person you want to be with or not. And that, my dear, is where it all comes together. Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Have fun.
Awesome.
Oh, honey, you are so sweet. Have fun. Be in present moment, and see. Ask the angels. Let me see this person clearly.
That's what I asked tonight. I prayed and cried it out. I said, "Please, I ask you to come into my life to give me clarity on this situation, because I know this is a good person, a good soul. He just has a lot of childhood issues, and that's no excuse. But, you know, I just, you know, need to know how to move forward."
Here's what I'm going to tell you about childhood issues. You need to quit being the one that fixes the childhood issues.
Right.
Yeah, you've already done that with other people. You've already been there with other relationships. So he's either going to, like I said, once you make, this is very important for you. Once you make your list of what you want a relationship where you're not clouded over by having to fix someone else.
Okay? Right.
So don't worry about it. What happens when you do the list, as I said, is that one of two things will happen. He will either dissipate and move
mm-hmm.
on, or he will rise up in frequency based on what you require in
okay.
regards to the relationship. But don't you worry about it. If this one doesn't work, as you do this, you refine it and you rise in frequency, and that's where your person is waiting for you at that high frequency. So he's either going to raise in frequency or not, and someone else
okay.
will show up.
Wonderful.
Got it. You go, girl.
Oh,
keep in touch,
so
okay?
Much. I will. Thank you. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Sweet. 609, you are on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi there. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from, honey?
New Jersey.
Oh, boy. How's things going? Are you battening down the hatches?
I think it's supposed to veer off into sea. The last they said, I don't think it's supposed to hit us because we're pretty way up there. So
good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been praying for everybody. Yeah, because it's scary. So.
Yeah. Bless it. That is for sure. What's your question today, my dear?
Didn't have a specific question, and I spoke to you once, I think like last year, so I just kind of found your show, like you said, I guess if we're listening, we're supposed to, like everything you were saying, I was going, yes, and I've been saying thank you all
that.
Day long, like I was gifted with free grooming for my dog, which is awesome, so, and then there's this little guilt, like, you should really pay for this. And then I'm just saying, no, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you to the person, blessing her. And, so I kept saying thank you. Just appreciate it. Don't feel bad or, because
yes.
I have a health issue. And, so she was really trying to help. And my dog needed to be groomed. And I've been putting it off. And when you mentioned about your reading with that person and not leaving the house, I have all those issues, I only really leave, just go to the doctor or, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. There's no relationship or anything. I moved away. I moved back home a year ago. Actually, I was with somebody for like 8 years, lived with him for 4. He moved to Florida with his mom. I hope he's okay. I don't wish them any harm. I think they're on the West Coast. They should be okay. But, I just thought,
let me
be together.
If you were supposed to be together, you would know. And
yeah.
So I'm going to give you the same instructions that I just gave the caller before you about making the list of what it is that you want. You know what you don't want. Whether it's in your life or whether you want, you are at a point in time where you're at what the angels are telling me is you're at a point in time where this is about gratitude and this is about letting go of what has happened in the past. You're at that crossroads now, and the angels are saying to you, okay, good for you for saying thank you. Now we need to move forward, and they're asking you, what do you want? What is your ideal? So let's start with a relationship. You need to be loved and adored. You need to be put on a pedestal, and the person you're going to be with has to be able to appreciate you, and you have to receive being appreciated. He also needs to be financially stable and have his own be able to share that with you, and you need to be able to accept that. And then you add the rest of your list of tall, dark, and handsome. But you need to receive and understand who you are. You are the goddess. You are the goddess, and you deserve the very best. So you do, you need to be loved and adored, and you need to be put on that pedestal, and you need to quit thinking that by doing, that is where your value is. It's by being. That's where you are right now. You are shifting in this energy and getting the clarity that you need. You are really stepping into letting go of the old stuff. You've let go of the old stuff. That's what it feels like to me. And it's like, well, where do I go from here? What do I do? You need to be open to receiving the good. So here's my thoughts. You've listened to this. I don't know if you've been to my website. You need to be reading my blog. You know, you're listening to the radio station. There's lots of those radio shows that are you can listen to from the past. Everything that I do is about empowerment for you, and you need to start empowering yourself. And you do that by saying, okay, angels, here's what I really want. Here's the kind of job I want. Here's the kind of situation I want to be healthy. I want to be. I want to have a companion that supports me. I want the best of the best. And the universe is going to say, yes, 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 that is your unlimitedness, but we need to work with you about getting rid of your fear. So when fear pops up, you need to say, okay, angels, give me wisdom and understanding. One of the things that I would advise for you is to get my book. You can get it on Amazon. It is in Kindle if you have Amazon Kindle. You can also purchase the book. I'm a little more expensive than purchasing it through Amazon. You can go to my website and purchase it through there. What we want is to empower you. There's two books. There's The Eight Keys, A Special Delivery Message from the Angels. What you need is just a simple, you like things simple and easy. Right?
Yeah, if it gets complicated, my brain just turns off.
I know, so does mine. I am so with you on that. It's like, oh, my God, my eyes roll into the back of my head, right? And so The Eight Keys, which is A Special Delivery Message from the Angels, which is my book, my main book, simple, easy read. And it'll give you specific spiritual instructions on how to move forward, how to stay in touch with the angels, and it's an easy, easy, easy read because the spiritual stuff is simple and easy. The other book is Love, the Mystery of Happily Ever After. That's also very easy. So I'm just giving you that because it's a simple, easy foundation, and you are moving forward. You start by saying, okay, what do I really want? What do I really want in my life? I want the relationship. I want a good job, or I want to be creative, or I want to write a book. Whatever it is for you, this is where you start. And you can create what it is you want because you are just beginning to recognize that you are the commander of your universe. That's empowering. You, my dear, are the commander of your universe. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's hard too when you have serious health stuff. You think, okay, you know, how can I? and I've believed been healed. I have stage 4 breast cancer, so, you know,
that's not that stage 4 breast cancer is a way for you to shift the energy within you and to create empowerment within you. And you start by saying, okay, angels, you gave me this. Now give me clarity. Give me clarity. And you will find that the answers are there. The thing is, this is an opportunity for you to book it off the planet or to become completely and totally empowered. Both things are fine, whatever it is you decide. But you need to decide, okay, I'm going to stay here or I'm going to go. It's up to you. Seems to me you want to stay. So, in that case, angels, empower me. What do I need to know? asking your angels every single day, okay, give me clarity today.
What
do I need to feed myself in order to make my, you have a natural environmental terrain inside your body. That has to be alkali. There's your first step. Energetically, the angels will guide you from there. There is so much that you can do besides waiting upon doctors out there to tell you you're in stage four. I don't even want to talk to you about a stage four. I want you to talk to you about, I'm still here. I have chosen to move forward, and I am making a list of what I want my life to be. And that is why you are empowered. You see that? Okay, so there are answers. There are answers for you on my website. And my book, whether you get it or not, doesn't matter. You can, like I said, you can get it on Amazon. But there's a lot of free stuff that's very empowering on my website. So you quit being in a place that you feel like, God, I'm being strangled by this disease, or I'm being strangled by the medical system, because they really don't have the answer. The answer is within you, and ask the angels every single day, give me clarity. What do I need to know now? And then make the list of what it is you really want in your life. What do you want? Make that list. And then the angels will work with you. Do you understand?
I do, and I have been asking that. Actually, today I think I said, God, angels, please give me wisdom. You know, and I just say it over and over.
And then be ready. Ask the angels, I know there's fear. There's always fear. Fear of what's going to happen to you, fear of where you're going with this. Let me give you this. Okay, angels, I got this disease because your body is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you now have been given instructions of, okay, I am the commander of my universe, then I choose to relieve the fear. Show me what direction I need to go in. Show me how I may be empowered. I can send you my six-week clean-out diet and my smoothie recipe and some other things that will strengthen your body, your physical body, and will give you an alkali environment inside your body. If you want me to send that to you, you just go to my website and you email me from there. And I will send you, it will empower you. It's not the answer to everything, but it'll give you a foundation where you are no longer at the mercy of this disease, but you are the commander of your universe and create the life that you're going to have. Okay? Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah, no, sounds good. You hear it all.
You are the commander. You are the commander of your universe.
Okay.
For a while there, you got into what was happening to you in regards to the breast cancer. Now I want you to say, angels, I am done with the breast cancer. I am ready to move forward. I am ready to have a life that is fulfilled. I am ready for love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. And the universe will guide you of where you need to go. You can start that journey at my website with my book, and then the universe will take you beyond there. You are the commander of your universe. Okay?
Okay.
You go, girl. All right. Okay. Keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
All right. There's still a few of you. I'm going to try and get to you. 904, you're the next one holding the longest. Oops. 904, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Mercedes girl from Florida.
Hi, baby. Did you get your job?
No, not yet.
I still feel good about that. Hang in there. And enjoy your time right now. I feel very strongly that you need to enjoy the time that you have now.
I'll agree.
Because, exactly. So enjoy. And the angels are surrounding you because there is going to be change in your life. But it's going to be good. It's all good.
Okay.
Hold on to the energy, my dear, and just say, I embrace my harvest of good like I talked today, and just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Just say thank you, thank you, thank you for my every single day. Don't even ask, oh, please give me my job. Don't even ask that. The universe has already got your back. Just say thank you for my marvelous job that I'm going to get.
Okay, all right. And I'm praying for Matthew to go away from Florida.
Yes, well, there are things that need to happen with this. What we want to do is send a lot of love to that area. You got it. That's right, because you're there. That's right.
Yes.
Lots of love,
yes.
My dear. You're going to be okay, sweetie. You're going to be okay.
All right.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then, okay, did I get, I get so confused. 914, have we, hold on here. 914, are you still there?
Hi, yes. Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. Hold on 1 second. I have 480. Please hold on. I believe you are the last one. Okay. So hold on, 480 and 914. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you calling from, honey?
New York.
New York. Okay. How are you today? What's your question for the angels?
I wanted to see if Ed and I will work together. I met him about 3 weeks ago. We had a little brief meeting, so I just wanted to do a follow-up email. And I was wondering if the angels see it going well.
It is going to go well. So, but what I want you to do is just say thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity, angels, for this to work out. And just bless the situation, bless the situation, bless the situation. You need to visualize what it is that you want to happen. And you need to go love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. Angels, take care of it. Let this be a grand experience for you, for you, for you, for you. And the lessons that are in it for you, the opportunity that is in for you, it is good. You are on the right path. Just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't try to control it. Don't try to force it. Don't try to allow the universe to do what it does, because the universe wants you to prosper. The universe wants you to have that love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, all that perfect divine self-expression. So don't force it. You got it?
Yes, 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 yeah. Just, yeah, I was, yes, I wrote the
Let
email,
it be,
just said, want to follow up. Yes, exactly, yes. Wow.
Let
yeah.
it be fun. Let it be easy. Let it be, goodness, let us have fun and laughter. And just say thank
yes.
you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the harvest of your good. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
And nice
you
job,
also,
by
yes.
the way. You've done. You get a high five and an attagirl from the angels. Nice job. Focus
oh,
on what
you.
You want. Don't worry about what may not be happening. Just know that whatever is unfolding is divine. That's where we get mixed up. We put the blinders on, and sometimes we think, oh, it should be this way or it should be this way. Don't do that at all. Let this be the adventure it was needed to be. Be in present moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and bless it, okay?
Yes, yes. Oh, marvelous.
Good job.
Yes. Thank
Good
you.
Good job, girlfriend. Good job. You've done marvelous. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, people, you are also wonderful. I got 480. You're the last one. 480. Hold on. My little doodah here. Okay. 480, you're in Arizona. You're on the air. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking
okay.
to?
My name is Ronnie. I've had a few readings from you, Linda, and I've read your book several times, and it is absolutely amazing. I truly try to live my life that way. because you're just
the
most awesome person.
Oh, you are a sweetie. Thank you so very much. And it should be simple
thank
and easy,
you.
Right? And a few
yes,
of those people
absolutely.
Are still listening now. So thank you for that big push there, because it is a book that is meant to be carried around, that you can refer to and that you can live your life by and not have it be complicated. So I am
absolutely.
I highly recommend it.
You're welcome.
Oh,
I bought some for friends, for my family, and I just live by it. It's awesome. So my question, thank you so much for taking my call. Oh, go ahead.
No problem, dear. What is it that your question is today?
Okay. So I'm taking this Police Academy course. It's for 8 weeks. Next week is the 7th week. They want you to take each one and not miss any, and I haven't missed any yet. In the meantime, I've done some interior designing courses. I haven't done it for a couple of years, but that's really my love and passion. And out of the blue, I got an invitation to go to this, it's a once-a-year seminar, and I really, really, really want to go, and it's next Thursday, but I'm such a committed person, I feel like I really want to take this once-a-year course. It's amazing that I even got the invitation and I signed up for it. But I also feel a struggle with, I'm so committed to that other course. But so I'm like, oh, I've been praying so hard. What do I do? Give me a sign.
All right. Here's your sign. Follow your heart's desire. You are one of those people like I am that it's really hard. Once we make a commitment, it's really hard for us to walk away. But what you are really deciding at this moment in time is, what do you really want? And so the universe has presented to you what is your true heart's desire. And you have been given an opportunity to let go of one thing that maybe worked a year ago, but because you are rising in frequency, because you are moving ahead, because, and here is the ticket for you, you are following your heart's desire. And the universe said, here's where your happiness lies. You can't lose. You cannot lose. You cannot lose.
Great.
Follow your heart. And it seems to me that you have been given an opportunity that's going to serve you so well. Do you understand? Do not allow yourself to be obligated just because, but instead...
Okay.
Your true heart's desire, honey, you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want, and the universe is showing you that. And now
you're on a path,
and the angels say, here, we have opened up this door for you. It means moving forward and letting go of the old and stepping into the new of what you really want.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yes.
You manifested this. I love this.
You know, it's so...
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, it really is divine intervention, because I have not heard I haven't been in school for a couple of years for this course. So for me to get this out of the clear blue sky was like, wow. I mean, I haven't had anything for 2 years, and all of a sudden I got this invitation.
Oh, my gosh, honey. You manifested this. You manifested this because maybe you thought you couldn't get it, so you went in another direction. But yet it was always there. That's what the angels are telling me. It was always within your heart center. This is what I really want. And the universe never does things in any way, shape, or form that we think it should be. It happens in a way the universe brings it to us, and in divine timing, you know?
Yes.
So
enjoy
the adventure. And just as this said, I embrace my harvest of good. I embrace my harvest of good. Say thank you. Have fun. Stay in touch. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Thank you so much, Linda. And again, I highly, highly, highly recommend your book, because I refer to it all the time. The stuff in there is like it will change your life. It's amazing.
You are, you just validated my purpose, dear, and I am so blessed. Thank you so much for that. You made my day.
Oh.
How about that?
Thank you. I love it. Thank you so much. Yes.
I do, too.
Thank you so
much. All
right,
I can't wait to hear from you to see how it goes. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Take care, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye.
Oh, are we blessed or what? Thank you all. Thank you so much. And this is the end next week on Wednesday, same time. Next week on Wednesday, I look forward to it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.